Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast on this, the UK's most prolific daily podcast platform, as always sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. And remember, if you enjoy the stuff that I put out every day, then please consider buying me a coffee. There's a link below that enables you to do that, and it enables me to keep on doing this stuff on the scale that I do. I want to talk to you about Dubai. Yeah, Dubai. Have you been there? I've got to say, it's one of my favorite places. I've been there many times, and I went to Dubai for a couple of reasons. Number one, guaranteed sunshine. Number two, really good quality food and nice accommodation. And number three, it is, it's adventurous. Got that there's spice about Dubai. If you ever go to the top of the Burj Al Khalifa, it really is quite a sight that you get. I remember being up at the top of the Burj on the God knows what floor it was, 100 and something floor. And I can remember looking down and seeing all the clouds pass below. Now, there wasn't many clouds because Dubai is, the Emirates generally are, I mean, they're obviously very hot, desert-like conditions, which makes the story that you've seen in the press really interesting. And that is that Dubai is currently flooded. Have you seen the floods in Dubai? Have you seen the images of all the luxury cars parked in car parks where it's about 6 foot of water? And here's how Bloomberg reports it. Listen to this, or I'm going to read it out. Here's the headline. Dubai grinds to a standstill as cloud seeding worsens flooding. What? Did you just say cloud seeding? But that's a conspiracy theory. That's one for the tinfoil hat wearers. Oh, so what happens? Yes. Seeding planes used to take advantage of low-pressure systems. Heavy rain has disrupted the transport system and closed the schools out there. The heavy rains that have caused widespread flooding across the desert stem partly from cloud seeding. The UAE started cloud seeding back in 2002, so they've been at it for 22 years, to address water security issues, even though the lack of drainage in many areas can trigger flooding. The Gulf States National Center of Meteorology dispatched seeding planes Monday and Tuesday, and boom, down came all those incredibly heavy rains. Now, you'll recall I did a podcast the other day talking about the flood that took place in, I think it's Lytham, in Devon back in 1952, I think it was. And that was caused by the RAF, basically back then, trying the same sort of thing. So it's important to understand that, you know, a lot of the stuff we talk about that people might say, normies might see is, wow, that's incredibly conspiratorial, David. Well, it's not. Here is Bloomberg UK, which is itself, of course, a corrupt globalist news platform, stating in black and white, oh, yeah, they've been doing cloud seeding out in Dubai now for 22 years. Okay, so if they've been doing it in Dubai for the last 22 years, where else do you think they might be doing it? Do you think there's any prospect that they might be doing it here in the UK? I think the answer to that may well be yes. I remain incredibly suspicious about the really good weather we had when they locked us down. It wasn't like what we've had previous, and it sure as hell isn't like what we've had subsequent. We've had this miserable, endless, you know, rain and grey clouds, and we see lots of things in the sky that look terribly a bit like cloud seeding to me. So, you know, do you think it's possible that they've got this technology out in the Middle East? We know that the Chinese have got it as well, and I think the Brits and the Americans and the rest of them have got it if they want to deploy it. But it's deployed, you know, in the case of the Emirates, I mean, it's not that they're looking to flood their country, but it's like it kind of goes wrong. You know, you can't, only God can really control the weather. These human control of weather tends to end somewhat badly. And that's what you're seeing in Dubai. I mean, there's vast amounts of damage being done out there. And I don't think any lives have been lost, but it's going to cost the absolute king's ransom, literally speaking, which, of course, is what they have in Dubai. So I find it amazing looking at some of the, you know, the video footage of what's happened in Dubai. I recognize some of the areas that I've been in because the other thing is it's very, very flat. I mean, it's a desert, right? It is essentially the desert that through amazing use of technology and whatnot has been, you know, made habitable and then turned into an absolute luxury destination based on the tourism actually is the main source of revenue for Dubai, not oil money. People get that one wrong. But there we have it anyway. You know, cloud seeding is a real thing. Bloomberg are telling you it's a real thing. The people who yell conspiracy theorists are in denial of evidence, which we know is what they do anyway. And I'm just asking you the question that if we can have floods in Dubai caused by cloud seeding, and we know that the Chinese do cloud seeding, do you think the West does cloud seeding as well? I think the answer is a categorical oh, yes.